Phoenix FM.
I was chatting just a few minutes ago with Jane Ward about Mental Health Awareness Week. She is from the Brentwood Buddhist community. Also in the studio is Renata Mullins, and she has her own little business, yeah, called Step Into Yoga. And you're working in association with the Brentwood Centre.
I do. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Yes, I am the yoga teacher for the program, which is called Fitness in Mind, which is run in combination between the Brentwood Centre and mental health organisations across Essex. And it came about by these mental health organisations saying, we would like to offer our clientele, our patients, something else than just medication, and therefore went out to come up with some physical help for these people. It's yoga, it's mixed martial arts, it's contemporary dance, currently walking is on offer.
Okay. Is there anybody who does the whole lot?
There are some people. who take on the whole offer.
Okay.
But I've got quite a few very regular yogis now, which have really found the effects of yoga in their life, which is very humbling for a teacher.
So Jane was saying that she said that being a Buddhist can help with mental health problems. You're going to say the same, I guess, about yoga, yeah?
Yes, I am. Yoga takes in a bit more the physical side of things. We do meditate in yoga as well, but we are looking after the full body on its full levels, not just the physical, the mental, the spiritual, etc. So we really try to use the body holistically and bring the mind and body together. Quite often in the Western world, we just run from head up, and everything happens from there. That's our sort of part of the body which is in charge. But the rest of the body, being torso and all the ligaments, would like to communicate sometimes with the head and say, hang on, there is something else going on, and I really would like you to do something different. And we've sort of lose that connection. And in yoga, we learn to really listen to our own body, to really listen where we are, and we use the breath as a magic tool.
Now, a lot of people who are listening who perhaps suffer from depression, as you are well aware, I'm sure, if one is depressed, the last thing one wants to do is to go out and try something new. The easiest thing is to just dive under the bedclothes, you know, and not communicate with
people. That's where Fitness in Mind comes into play, because there is always a support worker there for whoever needs assistance. And there's always a gathering before and after the class as well. So you're not just going there on your own and go home again. You do go and you basically join a family. So it really is supportive on all levels.
Yeah. Is it something you can do at home once you've sort of learnt the basics? Can you go home and do it?
I do give homework, sometimes taken serious, sometimes not.
Yeah.
Yes, but a lot of the things, particularly the breathing techniques, are very useful for life.
Yeah.
So I do tend to tell the yogis that they should take those home and practice them at home, because the more you experience and the more you practice these techniques, the more they will become your daily life.
Yeah, obviously people who are depressed, a lot of them anyway, have good days and bad days. I think it was Churchill, wasn't it, said he had black dog day or something, was it?
Exactly, yeah.
So, you know, just assuming that someone had been to one or two of your classes for a few weeks and they discovered they were having a black dog day, as it were, would they have to practice the yoga session for that day for a long period for it to help a bit or not?
I mean, again, it's a question if they can actually get to do anything on their black dog day.
Yeah, I know. It's all relative, isn't it? You know?
Exactly. So I wouldn't think that is the solution to them. But important is to come back to it whenever they're ready for it again. And as stated, Fitness in Mind is looking after all those people who are registered with that group. So if somebody does not come for a while, they will contact them and find out how there are and if there's anything else which can be done to help them.
So your particular session or sessions at the Brentwood Centre, when are they on? When do they occur?
I teach on a Tuesday, a beginner's class from 11 till 12 in the hub upstairs, and in a sort of intermediate class which has evolved out of this beginner's class because there have been people coming for a year now, on a Monday from 11:30 to 12:30.
So there's nothing in the evenings at all for people who...
No, because again, as you just stated, you're looking at people who are generally at home, who are actually available during the day. They find it difficult to get out in the morning and they find it difficult to get out in the evening.
Yeah.
But by lunchtime, they generally find their high of the day. And 11 o'clock is a time which really works for
them. We'll have to make sure that we've got the details of your sessions here. So if anybody rings us up, we can say, yeah, this is when Renata's sessions are.
No problem.
Just very quickly, I've been going off the subject slightly. I mentioned just now, I know you're part of this charity yogathon on Saturday. 108 sun salutations. Come on, what are they?
Sun salutation is a sequence of movements of about 12 different postures, yoga postures, and it basically works out the whole body. So you're using about two-thirds of your main muscle groups when you do that sequence. And 108 is a sacred number in yogic terms. It's 12 times 9. It's 2 times 54. It's got a lot of implications to it. And it's quite a substantial number, may I say.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot.
But one sun salutation will take you about 2 minutes. Doing 108 of them...
Over 3 hours, then?
Depending. How strong you are and how physically you want to go all that way. We're going to...
I hope it goes really well. It's Saturday, isn't it?
And
we're
going to have some fun. I'm taking the kids, and we're definitely going to be on the common with hopefully many other people.
Yeah, with not
creating
this,
awareness.
Not this weather that we're getting today, hopefully.
No, thank you.
Yeah, that was Renata Mullins from Fitness in Mind. And as I say, we'll have the details of when the sessions are in the Brentwood Centre. If you'd like to give us a bell and inquire, we will sort you out. Phoenix FM.